Chris, would you take the roll?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Christensen? Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. We're going to go through this. One thing we have to do down here towards the bottom is we need to recess into the into a city council meeting because we have a couple of ordinances that we have to pass in order for them to be properly on our irrigation assessment at the end of this agenda. So we'll do that at the appropriate time. This is the irrigation irregularities part one. I'm just going to go ahead and let Bob take the floor here to begin with.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Bob Bachman, City of Kenner Public Works Director, for the record. Just wanted to kind of step through this real quick. We put a memorandum out in front of you for you guys to follow along with. Mr. Borzik's here tonight, and he's going to go over all this stuff with you guys with the Board of Control. And myself and Paul Stevens, City Engineer, are both here if you guys have any questions for us. But we're going to go ahead and let Mike Borzik tackle it from here. He is kind of the expert on this subject, so we will be here if you have any other questions for us, though. Thank you.
There's an incorrect date here, but this is just to follow us around along the scope.
Are we all good?
Yep, go ahead.
So as required by state code, the Idaho Board of Correction was noticed in the Kenner-Mabin News a couple times. It is held as a requirement outlined in Idaho Code 5018-07. Purpose of this Board of Correction, as the Board of Correction meets each spring, it may be useful to review legislation for the purpose of the Board of Correction. The following is taken from Idaho Code 5018-11 and 5018-12. I'm hoping I don't have to go through all that. Do you need me to go through that? No?
No.
Thank you.
Sorry, thank you.
If it was the mayor, we'd make him read it, but go ahead.
It is a presumption of the staff that council established in 2017 the assessment criteria to be relied upon the staff to prepare the 2018 assessment roll. The purpose of the Board of Correction is to correct the assessments where errors have been made, making the assessment roll conform to the facts and adjusting assessments consistent with the criteria adopted in October. This might make the scope of issues be considered by the board somewhat limited. However, in Idaho Code 5018-12 sets forth the process whereby the mayor and council, upon 5 days' published notice, may consider that any irregularities, informalities, or errors in any assessments from any year and may correct them. The Board of Correction certainly meets the noticing criteria of 5018-12, involves the same people, the same staff assumes the Board of Correction can act in any manner permitted by 5018-12. As a matter of practical application, staff would prefer the board not make substantive changes in any assessment philosophy at this late date in the assessment cycle. Where possible, staff would hope that significant changes would be addressed in October of the subsequent assessment cycle. Notwithstanding staff's preferences, the latitude of the Board of Correction in making corrections is very broad and perhaps limited only in general statutory requirements that a uniform method of assessment, Idaho Code 5018-05A, is preserved. Financial adjustments. For the information of council, this year's budget includes an allowance of $2,000 for adjustments and corrections with the Board of Correction may make in a year's assessment roll without exceeding the prescribed budget. Adjustments exceeding this amount would have to be offset by reductions in other line items or by draws from a fund balance. As of this time, there are no delinquent assessments. Several years ago, we enacted a more of a level pay and made the determination that irrigation could be paid with our sewer water trash bill. And as we can see, in the past, we've had 2,000 or 3,000 delinquent accounts, and whatever we're doing is working. We have no this year's pending irrigation shutoff. As we have no delinquent accounts, there's no shutoffs as of today, and nothing scheduled before April 1st. the agenda, not on the for the agenda of the Board of Correction tax deed. We have no tax deeds scheduled for this year. As a matter of water supply, for the information of the board, the following table shows the quantity of water provided to the pressure irrigation system and the usage, non-usage, and wastage of canal water in 2016 and 2017. Wastage is computed as the difference between canal water delivered to a pump station and the amount actually pumped. Water not used is the difference between available canal water allotment, including carryover, and the amount the city requested to be delivered. In the past, in the very recent past, 2012, 2013, we were using 500 million gallons, 300 million gallons of potable water. You can see our water staff has cut that down to 1.8 this last year. Our canal water pumped last year was 1,263 million gallons. And the water delivered was 1,646 million. So a waste of 256 million gallons, which was down considerable from years past. Last year we had some over delivering, so the numbers looked a little skewed there. And that was over delivered by Boise Project Board of Control. Some more data just for your information. We have 5,438 PI connections in the city right now, and we're using on average 0.72 acre feet per connection, and we wasted around 0.14 acre feet per connection. The Boise County Irrigation District, we have just over 1,700 acres in the district. We added another 40 last year and only two so far this year. The New York Irrigation District comprises 380 acres of our water. We added another 40 with them and another 30 inbound for this watering year. Napa Meridian is a new irrigation to the district. That falls under the Memory Ranch subdivision. We've added almost 14 acres in that district for a total of 2,126 acres. We have no information on our scheduled allotments for the 2018 year. We have no scheduled protestants. Any unscheduled protestants in the audience? No. I'll get into the heart of the Board of Correction. I had a list of several of the lots that were falling in each one of these groups, and it's probably sitting on my desk. Group A, we had what I refer to as simple errors. We had wrong names or addresses according to the billing department. So those were just line item corrected as needed. Group B, these were lots that were inadvertently charged when in fact their water rights were removed by a prior Board of Correction. Cherry Lane Construction and Prospector Number 6 was the only charge there. In groups, and they were removed in a Board of Correction in 2012, or that time frame. Group C, HOA accounts with simple errors. Same thing here. We had several that had a wrong HOA account or a wrong mailing address, and those were corrected. Group D, subdivisions that dissolved HOAs without city approval, and now we need to split those HOA charges equally amongst the residential lots. We do this for Roter Meadows and Breckenberry by figuring out the amount of HOA charge and dividing it by, I think it's 17 and 12 respectively, and splitting it evenly amongst the lots in that subdivision. Group E, accounts that are accidentally placed in a wrong subdivision. When I go ahead and do this roll, I go through Arbor Ridge 1, and then it goes into Arbor Ridge 2 and then Arbor Ridge 3. And I had several that I had Arbor Ridge 2 placed in the Arbor Ridge 1 subdivision, and Greta quickly calls me out on that, and I just have to switch them around. Group F, residential lot with a vacant lot next door connected to a PI service and uses that service to water the vacant lot without paying a PI connection fee. I forgot to bring that one up. Did we ever talk to that gentleman? He's over in schoolhouse number 2. We need to get a connection fee on that one. But he's being assessed. We need to internally get a connection fee probably established on that one. Sorry to spring you on that one so late. And that brings us to the end of part one. If there's any questions, I'll stand for questions, or if you'd like to pass around the roll book, I'll pass it around.
Yeah, Mike.
Yes, sir.
So when a subdivision dissolves their HOA and then we split up those fees per lot, do we add an administrative fee to that bill? It seemed almost that we'd talked about that once before, that because we have to bill them separately, we added a fee, but I don't remember.
And if I recall my calculation, it was a simple division of number of lots in the subdivision. Maybe Mr. Rhodes knows or recalls more about that.
Mayor, when we were, Gordon and I were trying to figure out how to reduce the number of delinquent assessments and the tax stuff, we elected just to, if we came up with the method of dividing it to the individual property owners. This came up in particularly these two subdivisions, but there were a couple of others. And we felt like it was, at the time, we were trying it, and if we got the money and we didn't have to go through the foreclosure process, we were happy to just get the money. I went down to the law library and researched the water law all the way back to the early 1900s. The statute was written at the time when most of the Treasure Valley was farmland, and it was really geared towards that, where you paid and then you got your water delivered, and it never really anticipated that it would be so many residences, and it was difficult. They're supposed to pay and within a time frame, and then you put the lien on the property if they don't pay, and then after 3 years you start that process. And as Mike said, as we started, we used to have hundreds of these in the hopper that we were having to take, and we simply didn't want to take it, especially the HOA lots where some of the subdivisions, the older subdivisions, did not want to have these HOA lots anymore. And so we were really testing it out to see if it worked. And if we got the money, we were complying with state code and we weren't going to worry about the administrative fees. If we want to revisit that at this time, we can. We did make a change to our CUNA city code, and all of our new plats have language on it that discusses the division of the HOA assessment to the individual lots. So certainly something we can visit, but at the time we discussed it, we weren't concerned as much as just getting these things taken care of so we didn't have to take that property, because there's state code gives you no options at all. If it's 3 years and they haven't paid, we take the property, and we didn't want to do that.
Okay. So, and it's probably added to just their regular irrigation bill anyway, correct? So it's not really anything extra. We just have to reapportion it, and they get a bill anyway, so.
Correct. And okay. The assessment itself has an administrative fee added to it, and then they will have their own individual lot that has an assessment added to it. So it's a pro rata of the, in 12 and 17, pro rata over the assessment. So there's something built into that anyway, because they're paying it as part of that original assessment for the HOA.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Any further questions? Okay.
So what action is needed from us?
All right, so we are at the point we need to recess the Board of Corrections meeting.
Mayor, sorry, yes. Just for the procedure, if the record can show that 5:53, Council Member Christensen did come in, so the record shows that he's present now. He wasn't here for a roll.
Okay.
I just want. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we just need to recess from the Board of Corrections meeting and go to the CUNA City Council meeting and address items 8G and 8H, and then reconvene back.
Sorry, we're starting the council meeting early, and then, no? Okay. So we're just
with those two items.
Wait, I'm getting different. Rhodes is saying no, like we just right. Need to recess and then we have to wait 15 minutes, right, to start council? Okay.
Okay.
So I move we recess the Board of Correction. Is that it? until items H and G, is that what you said?
8G and H, 8H.
Until after items 8G and 8H have been dealt with.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Yay, recess.